Hello.
Hello, Michon.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mr. Keller, it's me, Dave, with Local Splash.
Yeah, how you doing, Dave?
Pretty good.
I'm cool now. 2 minutes.
Oh, you got 2 minutes?
Right,
okay.
Now.
Yeah, no worries. You can always, if you need to put me on hold or whatever, that's all good. I'm still working here on the account. But you know what? I did have a question. So if you got a minute right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So Michon, let's talk about service area. So you do have a 50-mile radius, right? I mean, are you willing to travel 50 miles in any direction? Do you have any specifics? Do you have any areas you want to make sure that I encompass for you so I can get it done? If I got to open the geofence, I'll do it. Just let me know.
Yeah, I can go 50 miles either direction.
Any direction?
Any direction. Like, cause then that covers everywhere that I would want to cover, like Lake Harmony or Brightsville, Scranton. There's no, like, money in Scranton.
And depending on certain areas, right? So, I mean, we can geofence, like, literally down to, like, neighborhoods, right, where we make sure that you're activated. We can also turn off certain areas. Like, you got to remember, I also have business owners down in Atlanta. And the one thing they would tell me is, like, hey, brother, I'll work all of Atlanta, but don't send me into College Park. You know what I mean? So, there's different areas that some business owners, you know, they don't want to be advertised in. I just make sure that I cover it all for them, right? So that way I make sure I target, you know, exactly what you guys want to target.
Yeah, exactly. I'm good with 50 miles either way.
Okay.
I usually take my diesel on the long hauls.
Gotcha. And no worries, like the ones you mentioned, like Lake Harmony, Albrightsville, like Scranton, all that. I'm going to make sure that all these areas are encompassed anyway. I just want to, like I said, make sure that I have the areas down correctly. And what we can also get into right now is going to be the Google Business Profile information. So you said you want to do 24 hours, 7 days a week, right?
Yeah, I'll do 24-hour emergency calls.
Okay, 24-hour emergency calls. And as far as the profile itself, you want to have it listed as 24 hours as well, or are you doing the emergency calls 24 hours, you have regular hours of operation? How do you want to be listed?
No,
all of it's 24 hours,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Let's see. Now, most profitable services, remodeling services. You said you're doing full builds, right?
Yeah, I do. I do everything. Kitchen, bathroom models, from all the way from guts to installs. Right now, we just framed a house out, threw the walls up. Now we're sheeting it.
Nice.
Yeah, I do everything. I have a master plumber. I have a master electrician.
Oh, nice. Wow. You're jack of all trades, like literally.
Gotta be.
Okay. So then I'm going to put general contractor. You're also going to be receiving calls for plumbing. Now, is there anything in plumbing that you don't want to do, or you're open to the whole scope of plumbing calls?
No, I'm open to the whole scope. I've done ran new plumbing. I done got shit
nice.
On with the clean out.
Literally, right? I hear you.
Yeah.
No, but plumbing's a good one too, because everybody knows, I mean, for a plumber to show up, there's a service call. You know what I mean? So advertise on Google. So we got plumbing. And you said you're also a master electrician?
Yeah, I have a master electrician. I have a master plumber.
Okay, perfect. So then we'll list you down for electrician services as well, so you'll get all those keywords for all three industries under one listing. General contractor, plumbing, and electrician. Righty. Okay. And at the end of the day, I mean, with these phone calls, even if it comes down to subbing it out, which I know some of my business owners are now doing, you know, they'll sub it out. Like, say, you know, you're the general contractor, but they have electricians or they have plumbers. You know what I mean? So
Yeah. Like my master electrician now, if he's running all new wires through a warehouse or through residential or whatever, then like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't sub it out because that's my guy. would just increase his price. Like I would only sub it out if it was like I had to get a different company. But I don't have to get a different company because we do.
You already got some. Yeah, you do it all. Yeah, for sure. That's a good thing. Okay, so you got your radius, your hours of operation, got our keywords. Okay, now what we can move on to is going to be our voice verification. Now with this one, I'm going to walk you through the program. It takes about 60 seconds. Now, if you have any questions, just feel free. Hey, Dave, you know, what does that mean? And I'll slow it down. I'll rephrase it for you, right? I just want you to have a good understanding before I even, like, ask for any card info. Sound good?
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and get started. Now, welcome to Local Spices Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Spice, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Michelle Kelly Construction, LLC.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
I am Michelle Keller, and I am the owner.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now, Michelle, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. I did text that out to you as well, and I also included my extension on the side, all right? So you already have it. You can save it when you have a chance.
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question that you can ensure the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mom's maiden name.
Okay. What would that be?
Heaps. H-E-A-P-S. That was her maiden last name.
Gotcha. Heaps. Okay.
Yep.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What do you mean?
Okay, so what that one means is we use very specific algorithms to keep you anchored to the front page of Google, right? So if you have another company that's calling and says, hey, you know, Michelle, we want to help you out with this, that, and the other, just give me a call and let me know so that way I can let you know, hey, you know what? That's a great idea, or I'll tell you, hey, that's the same thing we're doing for you, and honestly, it's going to hurt your ranking on Google. You know what I mean? So that way, we know what's going on out there online.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, a heads up, right? Because some people, they'll get ahead of themselves, yeah. And they'll feel like, Google's doing great. What else can I do with us? And, you know, in reality, sometimes it can hurt what you're doing. So just give me a call, and I'll protect you. All right?
Correct.
All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include a business license, proof of insurance, Google guarantee application, or any other items recommended for Google business profile verification. Now, your Google business profile has already been verified, but if for any reason we may need some of this information, we do kindly ask that it just get submitted in a timely manner, right? Now, failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays. Okay, now do you agree to submit any of these items when requested?
Yeah, is there, actually, I hit that link that you gave me and it came up for YouTube.
Yeah, because that one, what I did was I sent that one for you because it's right over to our channel and it walks you through our Google Business Analytics dashboard. It was a little video because we were talking about it when I sent it out to you. So I sent it out to you so that way you can just give it a quick view and you can see pretty much how that dashboard looks and kind of what your day-to-day would be like. Now, just so you know, the interface did just change at the beginning of October. So that video itself shows the old interface as of last month, but the new one pretty much works the same. And if you want to use that interface, all you got to do is click the top right button and it'll say traditional and it'll take you back to that one. So no big deal.
All right. Right. Well, and
but
what,
yeah,
what
that was a little
the
information over here.
What would be the email that I would send my information to?
The email that you would send this information to? No, you could submit it all through your dashboard.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's links and all that. And with this information here, your Google business profile is already verified. But if throughout the term of our agreement, for any reason, like, hey, you know, Google, you got suspended or something happened, we may say, hey, you know what, send us a copy of this, and then we'll submit it to them, which is rare and far in between. But like I said, I'm very thorough. I just go through everything with you, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on October 13th, 2025, the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 13th day of each month in the amount of $299. Now, this is your monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And to prevent charges for your next month of service, you would just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, we do ask you to keep in mind Local Spaces International. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, so basically it's 2 months, so it would be, what, November, December?
Well, basically, well, on a on our verbal agreement, like, yeah, basically we're saying give us 2 months to show you exactly what we can do, like the full scope of the services, right, when you're going to see the full effects. And like I said, it's a verbal agreement. You know, if you can give us the 2 months, great. It's going to pay off for you, right? Now, other than that, if for any reason you want to prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. It makes sense. But before that, I would definitely see some kind of progress, like, before the end of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, I mean, as soon as this thing starts going, I mean, literally right from onboarding and all that, you feel the wheels start moving. You know what I mean? Every day this week, you're going to be getting emails. Oh, this one's now live. That one's now live. This one. And then shortly after that is when customers are going to start being able to find you and call you. Make sense? You're
going
to start seeing
and
your face. Your face. Go ahead. Ask your question.
And that'll be like once customers will be able to find me. And that's what we spoke about before. Within like the by the last week of October, basically.
That's right. By the last week of October, your social medias, websites, directory submissions, all that good stuff is up and running for you. That's right.
And then I'll be receiving more phone calls. That way I can keep my guys busy.
Absolutely. That's the one. I mean, that's the number one reason that we signed up, right? Is to get jobs.
Yeah.
And that's what the program is about, definitely. It's about making you guys money and setting up that return on investment for you, right?
All right. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here now. Got all those services now. Right now I have you listed at 273 Bankway Street in Layton, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Okay. Now, as far as the Google Business Profile, do you want your address to be, right now you have it public, 273 Bankway Street in Layton, Pennsylvania. Do you still want that address? I mean, is that a brick and mortar or is that your residential? Most of my guys, they have their residential. I mean, that's where they're working at, right? They just park their truck and trailer and they work at home. But, I mean, is this a brick and mortar for you? Like, is it an office?
No. I'll choose a different
the master address. Address?
What would you suggest?
You know, I mean, for my owner-operators, I usually mask the address for them so that way no one's showing up at their house and knocking on the door if they have questions, right? Or if they're wanting to see if you're willing to give them some service. You know, you don't want people to show up and say.
Let's go that route.
Yeah, so what you will get is you're still going to have that red ping on the local map section. Instead of being the red ping being directly over the top of your house, it's going to highlight a service area. So you're going to have a big bubble of everywhere that you service. And then in the middle of that bubble, you'll have the red pin, but it'll never show an exact address of your business. Does that make sense?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so the mask the address. All right. And 18235 Michon Keller. Okay, so are we using Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Let's see. What is Visa? I just want to double check. Yeah, it's Visa.
Okay. Go ahead when you're ready.
4635 9200 0986 9029
expiration?
It's 8/28.
It's August 2028. And security.
417.
All right, 1 second here. Let me update this one for you. You said it was a visa, right?
Yep.
Okay. One second while that one goes through. Let's put this in. Alrighty, so I'd like to be the first one to welcome you to Local Crash, Mr. Keller. Now, the second thing that we have here, you did receive your onboarding email, right, for that client interviews?
Let me check. I just had pulled up here. I didn't even have a chance to check.
Gotcha. Right now, you should be receiving some automatic messages that are going through as well. Those will go straight to your phone, though.
Now, it would be under David. All right, cool. Go to sender. All right. That says Monday, 2 and 3. That was me and you. Now that was the invite. Let me see your invite.
Yeah, that should be an invite right there. Through the email, it goes straight to your calendar. So if you can accept that one for me. I see Nishan Keller 808. You have, Oh, Beamer. Okay, that's Silver Beamer, right? Is your profile?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, you can change that too. That's cool.
Yeah, I wish I could. I won't have access to that one though. So when you make us a manager, like, well, Nishan Keller 808, I mean, if that's the profile that's managing your Google business profile, that's your regular profile.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see the invite.
Perfect. So yeah, if you can accept that one for me and
accept the invite.
Yeah, that one's gonna be at 5 p.m. your time because remember we're on Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry.
Where do I accept this?
I should have a little check mark there. Now on the next one.
No, there's not. There's no check mark.
Like on the email, does it say yes anywhere in the little box? Like it'll say, will you be attending?
This is import alert. That says invitees. That's me. Invitation. And an invitation from you.
Yep. There you go.
But there's no,
Oh, okay. No, I got it. I just got a check mark on it. I guess you may have done it inadvertently, but you did it.
All right.
So that's a good thing. Okay, perfect. Now, the next one that you got is going to be, it should have been an automatic message. Let me go and see where it's at. Mess. Okay, so it looks like we sent a copy of the invoice to the email. So right there on the text message you just got where it says, please click here, https, mylocalsplash.com.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can click on that link right there, it's going to take you over to your terms and subscriptions. Now, did I spell your name right?
You got to give me a second. We're out in the woods.
I'm sorry, brother. Oh, so it's going kind of slow. I feel you. No worries.
All right, so I agree to the SMS to my phone number, yes. I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card information. Yes. Acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring. Okay. Please type your name as Sam. Confirm signature. Signature. Oh, okay. I see this thing. Alright. I hit confirm. See what it says.
Alrighty, so looks like right now we have in queue a couple more messages. Now the action needed, the picture is needed for Google verification. That one's an automatic one that gets sent out, but you're good to go. You don't need to submit anything for that one. Let me look at the welcome to Google Spires. Okay. You're all good to go for now. So then we'll reconvene for a couple hours and then I'll call you back at 5 p.m. and that's going to be for our onboarding call and that'll be with, looks like either Nikki or Evan. Okay.
All right, man. Anyway, I look forward to it. Like I said, if it's beneficial, man, I put my other contractors on too.
Yep. Hey, well, I got your back, Nishan. I mean, it's definitely been a pleasure and beneficial. We're definitely bringing some major benefits to your company. So I'm definitely excited to be able to bring them to you and continue to work with you. And then, I guess for now we'll reconvene and then a couple hours, I'll give you a ring right back.
All right. Now I can set up my own username and password, right?
For the dashboard?
Correct.
Yeah. No, we're going to give you that login info. Yeah, so we'll give you that login info on your onboarding call.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, Michelle. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye.